Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I had a chance this weekend to see a program called Scared Straight. Scared Straight. It's a live documentary program where young boys going into an all-male prison who are committing crimes. They're about 15 years old. And the purpose of it is to take them there, I guess, and to scare them straight. Like, you're going to end up like us.
Mm-hmm.
And for 1 hour, John, 1 hour, God just broke my heart over this whole situation. I mean, first of all, you're looking at these young boys who don't know nothing, who think they know everything, making decisions that are going to kill them or wound them for life or imprison them for life, you know, and you're just wanting like, oh my goodness, and they're just being so hateful and disrespectful and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you see correction officers who are willing to participate in helping these boys turn around. They're willing to host this thing called Scare Straight. And I was just looking at these officers and I'm thinking, man, she's so cool that she would care so much about this boy that she doesn't even, you know, she gains nothing financially from him or anything from him. She's just not wanting him to end up in that jail. And they're willing to take their time. Then I saw these inmates who are already locked up, who've already made all those bad decisions, and they're in there for 5, 10, whatever years, and some of them
probably, double life.
Yeah. And they're going like, I don't want these boys to end up where I'm ending up. And so they take them through this whole process. And their boys are so hard-headed when they get there. And they're so prideful. And they're just so rebellious. And, you know, you're thinking, oh, my goodness, you know, these guys are trying to help you. And literally this one, you know, small little boy was looking at the face of this thick, huge, scar-faced, tattooed, probably 250-pound man looking up to his face and chewing him out.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, oh, man, the devil's got a hold of you, son.
That's
and, but they hung in there. They had this whole process where they, you know, shock and awe and these different things, and they end up sitting around a table. But the whole time I'm just broken over. God just broke my heart. It broke my heart, first of all, where I love to see people reach out and care for somebody, you know, and to try to, you know, we did for years. We tried to step in that gap and to be there. And it makes a difference, but it makes a difference beyond that. And then when I was seeing, and then when I saw these prisoners that are serving time and they have nothing to gain other than saying, listen, I care about this kid. That kid is me, and I don't want him to go that way. And so they were willing just to do whatever it took to shake those kids up. You know, I think they should have left Tajum. But anyway, they, because they're saying, listen, if you don't, you're going to be in here with me, you know, and there won't be no cameras. And then I was watching these boys that everything's weighing in the balance and all they got to do is make the right choice. All they have to do is humble themselves. Humble themselves. All they have to do is humble themselves and do what's right. Do what they're being told by the authorities of the land and by their mothers. Most of it's all mothers. Their fathers were gone. And it's like my heart just totally broke. And I thought, man, that is so ministry. That's what we do. We're like talking. We're saying, no. No, don't make that choice. And people look at you square in the face. They say, listen, what part of don't you get that I'm going to keep on doing this sin? But I'm going to go find me somebody who will tell me that Jesus accepts this sin. And we're going, no, don't. You're going to end up in this place. Listen, I've gone that route. God saved me from that. He delivered me from that. And if I wouldn't have turned, I would have burned. And the same thing will happen to you. And you're just talking to people. And so many people, you know, they sit there and they're just like these stubborn kids. Some of them were just they were so hard at some young age, 12, 13, 14, 15. And it's like, oh, my goodness. And they're going like, I'm just going to continue doing what I'm doing. But some of them began to turn. But I've seen, I literally have ministered and told people just like that. Like, wake up, man. You can't keep going this route. And all of a sudden they end up dead in armed robberies and drug situations and divorce and broken apart relationships and in jail and in prison or heart blown out of your chest or, you know, whatever it is, it's amazing. And it's like, just like these little 15-year-old boys, grown folk, they just do it kind of like politically correctly, you know. But the truth is, God knows it's rebellion.
That's right.
And it's so important. These boys, all they had to do was go, you know, I'm going to just go to school and do what my teachers say. If my mother asks me to take the trash out, I'm going to take it out with a good attitude, and I'm going to begin to appreciate those around me, and life's going to be good for them. This is what happened between Cain and Abel. When you think about it, you know, here Cain was walking around all downcast because he thought he should have something that wasn't his. And that's the big thing that happens with most people. They get jealous and envious. They see other people and they get angry and bitter, and they start saying, I should have had that. And what Abel got was attention that he thought he deserved from God. And so eventually he was walking around all sad and angry and all that kind of stuff. And God confronted him and he said, why are you walking around so downcast? Why are you walking around such an attitude? That's what these boys were, you know. And Cain was just upset. He says, listen, sin is crouching at your door and it's going to devour you. Mm. Why don't you just do what's right? From the very first dispute between two brothers, same things going on today, and God saying the same thing. Why not do what's right? And just like some of these boys, Cain decided to kill his brother instead of honor him and do what's right, instead of honor God. And Abel's blood still cries out today. I mean, these boys are robbing and doing drugs and all these different things. And it was amazing. So it was, and then towards the end of this program, literally I'm just broken. I'm like, and there was a commercial in between. I'm like, oh my goodness, a commercial. Then it stopped and the next came and I was just so broken and so different. Cause this is America right now. This is the condition of America.
Mm-hmm.
This is America. I mean, watch C-SPAN. It's the same thing in Congress. It looks the same way. It's just they're in suits.
Mm-hmm.
You look in the church, it looks the same way. They call them board meetings. They call them, you know, whatever. It's this social network company is marketing to ministers saying, listen, you need to get on the social network with your congregations because they're going to be voting for you in the future.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm thinking, what are you doing? Who are you? Who are you, Jezebel? Anyway, so they, but it's everywhere. And God was breaking my heart because you have ministers that are maybe, quote, like the prison guard or, quote, like the prisoner who got set free and realized even though I'm in bondage in this jail, I'm no longer that person anymore.
That's right.
And they're preaching to you. They're telling you, listen, stop what you're doing. Stop this way of life. Why don't you just do what's right? And some people were just like some of those stubborn little boys that looked at him and just started cussing and saying things and thinking they're all bad, even they're just like a dot on the earth. Even they still had that rebellious, prideful, arrogant, cocky spirit. It was just, and what it is, it's the devil. It's got a hold of them.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, God can set you free. You may think, I don't know how I could do what's right before God because I got this stuff riding on me, addictions to whatever and all these different things and pride and. But you know, if you come to God as you are, if you just come to him with all your baggage, all your addiction, all your whatever, and just say, God, I want you to be my Lord. What I'm hearing, that is so me. You know, you might be the person that's got everybody winked because you're like the politically correct rebellious person. Like everybody's convinced that you're a good person and you're doing what's right. But what you do is you tell them what they want to hear. You flatter them. Then you go do what you want to do. And you know that's against God. Mm. You know it's against God. And so, and there's some others listening. It's like, you know what? You are just cantankerous. You get up and look at yourself in the mirror and you're angry with yourself. You're angry with your sisters and your brothers and your mother and your father and your teachers and everybody. And it's like, get a clue. How can it be everybody?
Mm.
How can everybody in the world be wrong and you be right? The truth is you're angry with yourself. But let me tell you something. God loves you. God understands your condition. God will rescue you from that condition. But you first have to humble yourself and bow your knee before him and say, and just cry out, Jesus, I need you. I need you. I don't want to go the way of these boys in the Scared Straight program. I don't want to go the way of what's happening in with a lot of the Washington, D.C. crew that are just throwing their fist up towards God and rebelling against everything, Constitution, Bible, you name it. I don't want to go the way of every 15 minutes now, I believe it is, there's a divorce happening in America. I don't want to go the way all these destructive ways. God, I want you. All I know, and then cry out to God and say, God, I need you. I need you in my life. I need you. I can't handle this on my own. I don't need to be the Lord of my life anymore. I need you to be the Lord of my life. And let me tell you something. He'll respond to you.
Yeah.
He'll come into your life and he'll rescue you and he'll forgive you. And you won't be perfect. He'll teach you. And as you go and as you become his disciple and learn how to walk with God, he'll empower you to walk with him and get yourself into a fellowship of believers who love God, who are not giving you permission to do what people in the past have been giving you permission to do, who hold you accountable to walk with God and understand, listen, you can do this thing with God. You can be blessed, highly favored. God himself will set you on a throne as a prince in the heavenly realm. Mm. God will call you son. Jesus will call you his elder brother or his brother as he's your elder brother and your Lord and your Savior. Listen, you're getting the family of God. You've been wanting family. You've been thinking, well, the only loyal family to me is this gang, and these guys will fight for me and they'll defend me. Listen, God will fight for you. God will defend you. And when you walk with his body, you'll get so much love and the right kind of intention and just the way you're designed to be. You'll be blown away when you get in the family of God. Listen, make that decision today. Don't be like those boys in the Scared Straight program who didn't turn. Be like the boys that got it. They got it. They understood. Today is my day of change. Today I've got to turn from this way of life. If not, I'm going to end up exactly where these guys ended up.
Mm.
This is where you end up. This is what the corrections officer telling me. This is what these prisoners are telling me. That's what my mother told me. And now I'm telling you, that's what God's telling you.
Mm.
That's what God's telling you. But let me tell you something. God loves you and God's got a plan for your life. If you want to meet him today, we have shared a couple of our stories that can kind of show you that's why we understand. That's where we come from. He rescued me. He rescued us. Just a few stories there. Is that Meet My Father. Meet www.meetmyfather.org. Meetmyfather.org.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.